An investigation into bone fragments recently found in New Hampshire, and the family of Maura Murray standing by and waiting to see if this could possibly lead to the resolution of where is Maura. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have her sister, Julie Murray. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Christine.
Well, I know that this has got to be tough for your family. You know, they found some bone fragments, I believe, at a construction site, either at or nearby Loon Mountain. What exactly happened, and what are authorities telling you?
Right, so a little over a week ago, during construction on Loon Mountain, a team digging some electrical wires came across what they believed to be human remains. And they called in the appropriate authorities, and it was, in fact, bone fragments, a human skull. So we don't know that much at this point. We do know it's human. It's going to take some time to do the testing to determine age of the bones as well as gender.
Now, what about this location-wise? Because I know that where Maura was last seen, where her car crashed back in 2004, that February night, this location is about, what, 20, 25 miles away? Is that correct?
Right. This location is about 24, 25 miles away on Route 112 from where her car was discovered in Haverhill, New Hampshire.
Now, in the meantime, has this location ever thought of as being a search site before? Has this been in the whole radius of where you folks have been looking and asking for, have you seen Maura?
Absolutely. My family has spent a lot of time up in that area. Maura's been to Loon. We've all been to Loon many times. So it was definitely an area that she was familiar with, the Lincoln area. That's why this feels a little bit different, because it was so close to where the car was found, and it's so familiar to my family.
Now, I know that there's a lot of interest, of course, in your sister's case, and sometimes if there's activity, sometimes one of the unwanted or unintended side effects is other people want to get involved. And has there been a problem with people trying to trample that area where they've been looking?
Not that I know of so far. I've just been urging people to let the investigation run its course. They've got a full team working on this. We just have to be patient. My family's being patient. We just have to wait to see what the answer is. It may not be Maura, but it is somebody. And whoever that person is deserves the respect. And the investigative team needs that space and time to do what needs to be done.
Absolutely. And Julie, can you tell us your family's official website for people that want to be updated on the search for your sister, Maura Murray?
Yes, it's www.mauramurraymissing.org. And people can go to that website and get updates directly from my family and the latest actual facts of the case.
We appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much. And, of course, we'll keep our listeners updated. Thank you so much. Again, that's Julie Murray, the sister of Maura Murray.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.